It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, August 10th. I'm Patricia Naft. Region 10 received a $5.2 million grant from the state to develop better broadband access on the Western Slope. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The funds come from the Colorado Department of Local Affairs through its Energy and Mineral Impact Assistance Program. Michelle Haynes is the executive director of Region 10, an organization of governments that serve six counties.
And it will be used to help us begin to construct our own broadband infrastructure within our region that will be managed by Region 10 and our member communities, and then can be further utilized by private providers to provide service in our communities.
Region 10 needed matching funds to get the grant. Haynes says the Delta Montrose Electrical Association, the City of Montrose, Delta County, and the City of Delta ponied up more than $4 million for the project.
Region 10 actually started out looking at this grant because the lack of broadband in our communities was identified as one of the top barriers to economic development.
She says the grant will be used to improve broadband in the city of Montrose and Olathe and in Delta County. Haynes says Region 10 is also planning on going after a second grant to boost internet speeds in Ouray, San Miguel, Gunnison, and Hinsdale counties. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The city of Delta is once again restarting its search for a city manager. Former city manager Justin Clifton left the position in April for a job in Arizona. Delta launched its search for his replacement in May. The city received more than 40 applications. After narrowing the field to three finalists, Delta offered the job to a candidate who declined it, so the city went back to its original pool of applicants. Delta officials selected two finalists who visited the community in July. Mayor Ed Sisson says the city offered the job to Mark Collins, the Associate Vice President for Administrative at the University of Wyoming. Sisson says then contract negotiations began with Collins.
And after about a month of back and forth, give and take, more give than take from us, he said, yeah. And we thought we were set. And then it just, you know, I don't know if I'll say this on the radio, but he thinks he's the number one NFL draft pick, and he's not. And he wanted the moon and the stars. We were willing to give it to him.
Sisson says this time, Delta is going to hire a recruiting company to do the new search for it. He estimates a new city manager could start early next year. Jurors in the trial of Aurora theater shooter James Holmes have sentenced him to life in prison for killing 12 and injuring 70 others 3 years ago. Even though he was spared the death penalty, the trial is likely to once again spark debate over whether Colorado should even have the penalty on the books. Benta Berkland has more.
The last attempt to repeal the state's death penalty was 2 years ago and sponsored by former Democratic Representative Claire Levy of Boulder.
I think it's immoral. I think it's ineffective. I think it doesn't belong in a modern system of justice. I don't think we impose it in a fair, rational way. People don't get executed. They sit awaiting the outcome for decades.
But the measure didn't go far in the legislative process, failing in its first committee. Levy says the timing was off, given the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora, as well as the politics in play.
That was also the session in which all the gun legislation was coming forward. It was the session in which civil unions passed. I think a lot of people had fatigue around taking on yet another very, very, very large social issue that had all these implications.
But what really sealed the measure's fate was that Governor John Hickenlooper had reservations. Levy says he felt a change in policy of that magnitude required more public discussion, and that was enough for Democratic Representative Lois Cord of Denver to vote against it. She and one other Democrat helped defeat the measure along with Republicans.
In my heart, this is absolutely the right thing to do. I know we should repeal the death penalty. I also know that the governor said that he is struggling with it and that he is not confident that the people of Colorado are comfortable with this approach at this point.
A bill to repeal the death penalty made it out of a committee back in 2007, but failed on the House floor. The closest it came to passing was in 2009. The bill being debated would have directed money spent on the death penalty to help solve cold cases. Many families whose loved ones' murders were unsolved lobbied for the proposal. It narrowly passed the House, but failed in the Senate by just one vote.
It is an issue that I think more than any other legislators ultimately tend to vote based on their own personal moral conviction.
That's Republican Representative Bob Gardner from Colorado Springs. He served on the House Judiciary Committee during his time in office. He heard and voted on every version of this bill.
It is one of the core public policy decisions in criminal justice that goes to the core of what one believes about what we as a society are trying to accomplish. The debate was always civil, useful, constructive.
While the issue largely breaks down along party lines, there are Democrats who back the death penalty and Republican lawmakers who don't. Gardner, however, isn't one of them. He supports it, but in limited circumstances.
And I think the primary use is a specific deterrent of a person who's committing a crime that they realize and think twice. There has to be some kind of punishment that is reserved for those most heinous of things and things for which there is no other real fitting and appropriate punishment. It is not something that has ever been imposed frequently or lightly in Colorado.
Death row inmate Nathan Dunlap was the most recent person close to execution for his conviction in the 1993 murder of four people at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Aurora. But after his appeals ran out, Governor Hickenlooper gave him a reprieve for as long as he's governor.
Doctors found him to be have serious bipolar issues, I mean mental illness. But at the same time, we didn't think it was appropriate to pull the rug out from under, you know, the whole system of law.
Hickenlooper's critics blasted him for making what they called a non-decision, and the issue became front and center during his re-election campaign in 2014.
To have a governor tell you that he's been up at night and struggling with this, come on. I think that should resonate with most reasonable people.
John Strayer is a political science professor at Colorado State University.
It's a moral question. Do you take a life no matter what? Do you use the power of the state to take a life? That's a legitimate concern.
Recent polls show a majority of Coloradans back capital punishment. Former Representative Bob Gardner says he thinks the governor needs to pick a side.
I would encourage any executive of any state or of the United States not to leave those kinds of decisions to their successor, though. It is the kind of decision you have to sort of decide what you believe about it and make that decision and not leave it undone.
With Republicans in control of the state Senate, Democrats have said they don't expect to bring up the issue of a repeal during the next session. But former Democratic Representative Claire Levy knows the debate won't go away.
The way the governor handled it guarantees that it will be an issue in the next race for the governor's office. I mean, I think it would have been utterly useless to have issued this reprieve and then leave office and say, I didn't want to sign a death warrant and allow Nathan Dunlap to be executed, but if the next governor does, that's okay by me. That would be an atrocity.
For his part, Governor Hickenlooper's office responded for this story, saying that he will not comment on the death penalty at this time. During his re-election campaign last year, he did pledge not to commute Nathan Dunlap's sentence and said he would leave the decision to his successor. He also said if a bill reached his desk, he would sign a repeal of the death penalty. I'm Benta Berkland.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.